Okay. Telugu, is that an Indian name? And yes, it is an Indian name. It is a Seminole Creek word that means cowpeas, which is kind of a vine that back in my hippie trippy days I used to wrap around and wear in my hair and come back to lunch wearing these cowpeas in my hair. And so one day I went to the library. I went to the state library and there was a book there. And I knew I wanted to change my name because I was a feminist. And my husband's last name was Fellers. Now, can you imagine marching for the ERA and being one of the Fellers? Just didn't work. So I had to change my name. I wanted a name that I'd given myself. I went there and I found this book that had all kinds of names for all the different places in Florida. And I found out that Miccosukee, which is in the area where I live, and it's also the name of an Indian tribe, that means chief of the hog eaters. Well, we got a bunch of vegetarians that live out in Miccosukee. So I thought that was a pretty funny name for them to have. But that's where I found my name. It was right there. It said Taluga, cowpeas, Seminole Creek. And I said, that's my name. And sure enough, I got my name changed legally. So if you don't like your name, here in the state of Florida, you can change your name. Did you know that? Now, I named my son George. He didn't like that name very well at all. So I suspect he'll probably change his name too. But I didn't come to tell you just how I got my name. I came to tell you a story. How many of you know trouble? Yeah, I've been in trouble lots of times. I bet you have too. Well, long time ago, the alligator had the most beautiful skin. It wasn't all bumpy and ugly like it is now. It wasn't all brown and greenish looking and kind of the color of river water. Mm-mm, not at all. It was pretty and green and smooth. Oh, it was gorgeous. Now, alligator was laying on the bank when along came rabbit. Rabbit looked down there and he said, hey, alligator, what's happening? Alligator said, I don't know. I'm just laying here taking a nice snooze in the warm, hot sun. And rabbit said, Now, Rabbit always liked to do tricks. That's something about Rabbit. And Rabbit said, I think I'm going to play a trick on this guy. He knew that right in his mind that he was going to play a trick on Alligator. And he said, hey, Alligator, I got this friend, and his name is Trouble. Would you like to meet Trouble? And Alligator said, well, I'm sort of a friendly kind of guy in the right time of the day. You know, I wouldn't mind meeting Trouble. Yeah. Why don't you introduce me? Rabbit said, okay, but you gotta wait just a little bit. Alligator said, all right, well, where are we gonna meet this here Trouble that's your friend? He said, oh, we're gonna meet him up there in the clearing, you know, past those big water oaks. Now you just come up there and we'll meet him in the clearing, oh, say in about half hour. All right, that sounds good to me. So Alligator lay on the bank with his beautiful, smooth skin, warm and in the sun, for about 25 minutes. And then he eased on out of all that water and riverbank and up and down to the pasture on the other side of those water oaks. Hey, Rabbit, where are you? Said Alligator. And Rabbit said, I'm over here. I'll come over there. So he comes over and says how do to Alligator, and they're talking back and forth, you know, and Alligator says, well, when's your friend Mr. Trouble coming down the road? Rabbit kind of grinned and he said, oh, he'll be here soon enough. Don't you worry about it. In fact, I think I'll head on down the path a little bit and see if I can find him. You know, I'll get him to hurry on up because he comes kind of slow sometimes. Other times it comes kind of fast, but he must be taking a slow time today. The gator said, okay, well, I'm just going to lay right here in the pasture and warm my beautiful, green, lovely, smooth skin. Now, Rabbit just hated the fact that that gator had the prettiest skin. And Rabbit was sort of a jealous type person. You know, he always wanted to get even about stuff. So Rabbit went on down the road, and then Rabbit reached into his pocket, and he pulled out a lighter, and he lit all the dry grass that was around the pasture edge. The gator's laying there. He says, "Rabbit, I smell something. I smell something." And it smells kind of strange. And Rabbit said, "Oh, don't worry about it. You just smell trouble coming." You can smell trouble? Oh, yeah, you can always smell trouble if you keep your nose good and ready. You can smell trouble a long ways off before he gets here. Let me call him again. Let me call him again. And so Rabbit moved a little further down the trail. Well, pretty soon, Gator was laying there, and not only could he smell something, and it was getting a lot stronger, so he knew the trouble was getting a lot closer, but he could hear kind of like a cackling and a crackling, and he said, "Oh, I hear something, is that trouble coming, Rabbit?" And Rabbit said, "Oh yeah, you can usually hear trouble a long ways off before he gets there, but he's not quite there yet." Okay, so Gator lay there, and the sun was so nice and warm, and it was kind of late in the afternoon, and he was getting drowsy and sort of fell asleep. All of a sudden, he woke up, because he could feel, he could feel that things were real hot all around him. And he said, "Hey, Rabbit, where's trouble?" And Rabbit said, "Oh, I think he's real close now. Can you sort of feel his vibrations in the air?" And Alligator said, "Oh, I can feel something. I can feel something like something's going to burn me. Oh, my God. And he slid on down to that riverbank and went real fast. Now he came out of the water and he looked at his beautiful, smooth, green skin. And it wasn't smooth and green at all anymore. It was all brown and scaly and bumpy. Oh, what had happened to his skin? About that time, Rabbit came hopping along. Now he was up on high on the riverbank because he didn't want to get too close to Alligator at that moment. And Rabbit said, "Well, did you meet my friend Trouble?" And Gator said, "I guess I met your friend Trouble. I think it was fire or something." And Rabbit says, "Well, you know, that's the thing about Trouble. If you go looking for him, you generally find him." The State Museum of Florida, and they had a big contest. And the class that won the contest, their prize, was to come to the Florida Folklife Festival today. And I see a few of them back there in the room, so I'm going to tell them a story. Congratulations, you guys. They knew more about Florida than you'd want to know, too. I'm going to tell you another alligator story, because I kind of like to tell alligator stories. This is about a little alligator whose name was Later. Now, his name was Later because he's kind of like my 14-year-old daughter. You know, you go over to the tent and you say, "Come on, it's your turn to get up and take care of the kids." And she goes, "Oh, Later." You know, I bet that you probably have had somebody do that in your life. You know, you say, "Oh, Mom, can we go up to the store and get bubblegum and ice cream?" And she goes, "Later." You know. Well, this little gator's name was Later. He liked to sit on the riverbank all day long. He was only about yay long. And he'd sit there and kind of roast in the sun and get himself all warm. And his brothers and sisters would come along and they'd say, "You know, you got to eat or you're not going to get any bigger. You're just going to be a little tiny alligator. So why don't you come with us? We're going to go swim around under these logs over here and see if we can find some stuff to eat." And he'd say, "Later." They said, "Listen, why don't you come with us? We're going to go investigate back in the swamp." And he'd say, "Later." And he'd just lay right there on the riverbank. Never got any bigger, just laying right there. Well, pretty soon his brothers and sisters were getting bigger and bigger because they were eating and doing all the things that alligators had to do, you know, but he was just Later. Well, now, it seems that where they lived was going to be developed by the developers. They had decided that they were going to take all the water out of that area, and they were certainly going to change the environment once they did that, and they were going to put in landfill. That was more dirt that they had dug up from someplace else. And they were going to build condominiums. Now, the animals heard of this, and they decided, we got to do something about this. We need to move further back into the swamps, because if they're going to start developing, we're going to lose our homeland. So they started moving back into the swamps, and Later's brothers and sisters came up, and they said, hey, Later, we need to move it. And Later said, Later. They said, no, we really need to get out of here. They're going to develop this area. The bulldozers are over there. We can hear them doing their thing. You know, they're going to develop this land. We need to move back further in the swamp, or we'll have no homeland. Oh, y'all go on, and I'll catch up with you later. Okay, have it your way. And the little gators went off. Well, now, when you start messing with the way things are, the way the land is, and where swamps are, and where the trees are, you start messing with the weather, too. Now, the weather in Florida is known for what? Hurricanes. And it just so happened that a big wind started picking up, coming up from the Keys and towards the Glades, you know, and it was picking up pretty well. And Later didn't quite notice what was happening, because he was just laying there dozing, just being cool. But he heard these birds flying overhead, you know, and they were like, gotta get back, further in the swamp. Fly, storm's coming, gotta get back, further in the swamps. Well, when he heard that, he thought, probably need to move off this riverbank and move back into the swamps, but I'll do that later. And he just kind of laid there. Well, then he heard this little tiny bird, and it said, look, Mama, down there, there's an alligator. Oh, and it's real tiny, just right for me to swallow. No, son. Come on, we got to get back. Got to get back further in the swamp. Got to get some shelter. Got to get back in the trees. So they flew. Now, the wind started coming in. And when the wind starts coming in off the ocean, it starts building up water. And the water started rising. And pretty soon, Later's tail was wet. So he kind of squirmed out a little further. Pretty soon, his tail and his back were wet. So he squirmed a little further. And pretty soon, the rain started. And they were torrential. They were coming down. The winds were blowing. And Later knew it was too late. He'd waited much too long to get on down the road and further back in the swamps for protection. Well, a big wave came crashing in, and it picked up Later and pushed him back into the swamp. Later was swimming as fast as he could, trying to keep his head above water, but it wasn't doing a whole lot of good. He was getting tumbled and rolled. Oh, he was getting so tired trying to swim and keep his head above water. And the rains were coming down, and the wind was coming up. And pretty soon, a big old wave picked him up and put him up into the top of a tree. He was so tired, he just kind of clung on to that branch. And he said, I know alligators aren't supposed to be in any trees, but I'm going to hang on to this branch. And he held on as tight as he could all through the stormy night. Well, in the morning, the stormy night was over, and the wind had stopped, and the rains had stopped, and the water was receding. Well, Later, he woke up, he felt refreshed, he looked down, remembered, oh, I'm holding onto a tree branch. What am I going to do? Well, about that time, he heard a really familiar voice. It was over in another tree just across from me, and said, Mama, look, there's that same little gator. Now, I'm real hungry for breakfast. I think I'm going to just fly right over there and eat it. And Mama said, it's okay. Go on ahead and do that, child. Well, the little bird picked up its wings, started to fly over, and Later did what any self-respecting alligator who cannot climb trees does. He jumped. He jumped straight down as fast as he could for the bottom of that dirt. And then he ran as fast as his little tiny legs would take him to the nearest riverbank. He got right into that river, and he started to eat. And he grew bigger and bigger and bigger. And he learned, don't put off till later what you need to do today.